Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Galacrux here. Today we track four stories that all point to the same thing. Robots are getting smarter on paper, but deployment will hinge on hardware, data, and standards. Let's dig into RLDX1 first.
Satteltager's RLW-RLD's RLDX1 is interesting because it centers dexterity. The headline is cross-embodiment control, one model that can drive different hands and bodies. That reduces software duplication and promises faster robot variants.
The catch is practical. Dexterity benchmarks are one thing, factory uptime and repeatability, another. If manufacturers can't standardize end effectors, kinematics, calibration, and inference latency, the model's value shrinks from plug-and-play to research demo.
And dexterity shines on tasks like delicate assembly, cable routing, and human-like manipulation, exactly where small differences in torque, encoder resolution, or friction ruin performance. Benchmarks show capability, but site variability breaks it.
That moves us to data. The second story reframes the gap. Dataset parity argues the bottleneck isn't raw volume, but representativeness, data that mirrors the messy conditions robots actually face on floors and sites.
In practice, that means collecting operating condition data, occlusions, sensor noise, tool wear, human presence, and atypical failures. Narrowing sim to real depends on such edge case coverage, not just bigger simulated datasets.
Practical levers include sensor-in-the-loop logging, targeted edge case capture, and synthetic augmentation calibrated to recorded noise signatures. Partnerships with operators who grant small slices of live data will be decisive.
Which brings us to All3's $25 million seed. Their stack, Mantis Robot, AI design software, and robotic factories is a strong signal that investors believe vertical integration can solve deployment gaps from design to execution.
But construction is a brutal proving ground. Site variability, idling crews, weather, and the economics of scheduling mean the company will be judged on real builds. Slide decks won't cut it. Repeatable pilots with cost and cycle time metrics will.
The upside is real. A full-stack approach can close the loop between CAD, task planning, and on-site sensing, shortening iteration cycles. The downside is the scale and heterogeneity of construction sites. A single solution may need many local adaptations.
MIPI's new physical AI Birds of a Feather is the kind of forum that can turn those adaptations into shared specs. It's small in name, but strategic. If it translates architecture sketches into concrete interface changes, that's a deployment multiplier.
Standards here mean more than plugs and bolts. They mean interoperable calibration procedures, common failure modes, and API-level contracts for dexterity models. That reduces friction for cross-vendor deployments and eases dataset sharing.
Put together, these threads reinforce one another. Cross-embodiment models like RLDX1 need representative datasets to function beyond demos, and both benefit when standards make hardware predictable and data portable.
Imagine a manufacturer that adopts a shared hardware spec, contributes calibrated site logs, and runs a pilot with a vertical player like All3. Suddenly, dexterity models aren't isolated experiments, but predictable components in production.
Synthesis deployment will be won in ecosystems, not models alone. Hardware standardization, dataset parity, vertical pilots, and nimble standards bodies form the engineering stack that turns capability into consistent outcomes.
That's our snapshot for 16 May. We'll watch which firms convert demos into documented, repeatable on-site wins. Those will write the next chapter. Until next time, this is Satteltager signing off.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.